Blog Talk Radio.
Salon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Blessings and welcome to the All Media Artists feature tonight. My special guest during the second hour is going to be Miss Janice B. I cannot wait to talk to this young lady, hear her story, and be able to share her flavor with you. If you know anything about the All Media Artists features, what I do the first hour is play a variety of tracks that you can find from the artists over at All Media Artists. It is a great site for independent artists that are trying to take things to the next level, that are ready to take things to the next level, and it allows another space for you to be able to upload music, put your bio, put your info out there for people to be able to find you. They also welcome fans over there, and I'm a big fan, so I'm over there also. You can find Flavor News on the All Media Artists site, and that is www.all-media-artists.com, and artists is with an S. So let me get at it. I hope everybody can hear me tonight. I think there was some problems in the beginning, so I hope that you can hear me now. And let me get into playing some tracks by some of the artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists site. I'm going to start out tonight with a special track that was made actually just for me, for a youth project that I have that I'm working on. And this was made by John D. Green Sr., and this is called Believe.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your own power. Believe that you can achieve. Believe your dreams will come true. Believe in your own self-worth. Believe that hope will guide you. Believe that a smile is worth a thousand words. Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Hey, young world, let me apologize for all the pain, all the hurt, all the lies that they have told. I know deep inside there's a brilliance that you no longer have to hide. It's time to let your light shine.
Believe that a smile is worth a thousand words. Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
But first you must believe. Because I was just like you.
That I started talking before it was over, but that was John D. Green Sr. and his family, and they created this specific piece called Believe for a project that I'm working on for at-risk youth. So I really, really, you know, this is a special piece for me, and I wanted to share this tonight. John D. Green Sr. is the reason that I joined the All Media Artists website, and, you know, he was so excited about, you know, the possibilities and the things that have transpired since he became a member over at All Media Artists. And so, you know, I had to jump on the excitement that he was sharing. This is a new site, and it's a great site. And it's something that Therese and Wesley and Brian are developing more and more. Right now there's a lot of music artists over there, but they want to, you know, open it up and expand to where any artist, underground independent artists, you know, can join, from literature to visual art, you know, just all art forms are welcome at the All Media Artists website. So let me just continue on and play some more tracks by artists that you can find over at the AMA site. And this is Aaron T. with his piece, Kissed by the Sun.
Thank you.
That was Aaron P. with his piece, Kissed by the Sun. Now I want to play a special piece. I just received this the other day from Monica Monet. Oh. Okay. It's still playing. I apologize. I'm not hearing when these songs are closing out for some reason. Anyway, again, that was Aaron T. with his piece, Kissed by the Sun. Now I want to play a special piece that I just received from Monica Monet. And it's special because it's got a variety of spoken word artists that are doing this piece with her out of Tampa, Florida. One of them happens to be a spoken word artist that I had the pleasure of meeting when she was up visiting here in Seattle, Washington. I actually got her to perform a piece for me at my house, standing underneath my Flava Coffee House stained glass window. And this piece is actually called Spoken Word by Monica Monet.
To the Nathan Halo Volume 1.
Redemption, I be making the
I don't do it for the snaps, don't do it for applause. I don't do it for pats on the back saying, sister, you got a knack for these clauses and these phrases and these words that jump off these pages into our ears. We hear you. We are the receivers of truth, inhaling freedom through God-given gifts. We speakers of words, we thinkers of verbs that give action. I found satisfaction in this gift, so sit back and relax and watch me lift.
We all
pieces of thought. I'll make this scene brief, see. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. Once stage fright diminishes, we shine to the utmost. Like Superman without the Clark Kent, Batman without the Bruce Wayne, the Incredible Hulk without Banner. I really do this. Grandfather, you can see me now, you would smile. No matter what happens, rain or shine, love or hate, I am the music maker, the dreamer of dreams.
Nice is an understatement. Like the red undertone of my skin. It's a part of me, but not the majority. Consider me a new trend. Cause I carry fashion through my lips. Creativity, originality, tediously proceeds through my being, my mouth open with persistence. Always consistent, and I speak with the intent to make my ancestors proud. From Brooklyn to Iraq, I've been around, and the first friend I've truly found is poetry. She took my flaws and grabbed hold of me. She can care less who knows, we go together. She loves me boldly, and she keeps me safe by her side. And in between the fluctuation of my lifelines, I hide within her white lines. I never thought my life would reside on the sides of wide ruled notebook lines. And I tell the tale of a woman who says it loud. I'm a poet and I'm proud. And I thank God, Jesus, Buddha, Jah, Allah, for my art, for my heart, for bandaging my internal scars. And for you, I'll make way and give you a chance to listen to what I have to say. Cause if you got the time, there's no way I can't change your life. I'm living proof. I save lives when I write.
All right, that was Spoken Word by Monica Monet, and several of her spoken word artist friends down there in Florida. One of them was I Am Love Rains, and I believe Butterfly, and several other, and I think it's just an absolutely amazing piece. Now I want to play a piece for you by Matt Cuse, and then this is Take Me Along.
Tears in your eyes,
All right, that was Matt Cusin with his piece, Take Me Along. Now I want to play a piece that I also just received from another artist on the AMA site, and this is Stephen Ferguson with his piece, Rub It Like That. All right, that was Stephen Ferguson with his piece, Rub It Like That.
This is Ava Lemert of All Media Artists, and you're listening to the All Media Artists Showcase on Flavor News Radio.
All right, let me play a piece for you by Miss Ava Lemert, and this is her piece, a rendition of At Last. With her rendition of At Last. Now I want to play a piece for you by Patrick Yandel, and I'm going to play You're the Only Woman.
You're the only one.
That was Patrick Yandel with his version of You're the Only Woman. I want to thank everybody who came out tonight to listen to this show live, whether you are in the chat room hanging out, talking mess with the others like Angela Brown, Janice B. herself, who's my special guest, the second hour, Lady Blue, Stephen Ferguson, and Therese, the mastermind behind the All Media Artists. You know, to those that are listening in the wings, I told them in the chat room that there are many listening to this show tonight, so I don't know if it's the fans of All Media Artists or Janice B. or maybe even Lady Flava, but I want to thank everybody who is listening to the show live. If you dig what you are hearing, help spread the word. Help get people over to the All Media Artists website. Help get people to come every Wednesday to the All Media Artists features. We do this every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you just never know the absolutely amazing talents that you are going to hear, you know, on this particular show and be able to meet and greet as I bring the variety of features to you. So let's just keep this going until we have Miss Janice B. coming to us live in about 20 minutes. I'm going to play a song, and it's so funny. Every time I play a song by this particular artist, he pops up in the chat room after the fact. So I don't know if this is going to work any magic, but this is Chuck Eaton with his piece called Life.
The moon and the stars, the moon and the stars, they are looking at me, they are looking at me. I am crying down here, and they are there watching me. I ask the questions and no one answers me. Just keep on shining. I need help, but no one cares. Just light the night while all my life is so dark. All my life is so dark. Waiting for the sun. Waiting for the sun. Now it's there. Me. It doesn't matter if I'm alone. Just peace the world while all my life is so cold. All my life is so cold. Thank you.
All right, that was Chuck Eaton with his piece, Lights. Now I want to play a piece by Brian Christopher. He is another mastermind behind the All Media Artists site, along with Therese and Wesley. And this is his piece, Beautiful. Right, that was Brian Christopher with his beautiful piece called Beautiful. Now I want to play a piece by an amazing artist. This is Ralph Lofton, and I want to play Because You Love Me. All right, that was Ralph Lofton with his piece called Because You Love Me. And I want to give a shout out to Ralph. He sent me a message that he is listening to the show tonight. So peace and blessings, my friend. I want to play a piece by DeLon, and this is one of my favorite pieces by him. This is Happy Home.
Thank you.
right. That was DeLon with his piece called Happy Home. We've only got about a minute left before Janice B. will be calling into the show, and I'm excited about having her come on as my special guest the second half of this show. I'm going to slide one piece in before I take Janice's call, and this is going to be Lloyd Watson with his piece, I Really Like You.
Hey, you know I really like you, right? Listen. I'm
That was Lloyd Watson with his piece, I Really Like You. And I do really like you, Lloyd Watson, and I understand you might be listening to the show tonight, but I must have picked your longest piece, and it cut into Janice's time. And Janice, your line is open, and I'm so sorry, my friend, that, you know, I let Lloyd Watson take 8 minutes away from your time with me. So,
oh, that's
you know,
okay.
Yeah,
I don't mind sharing a few minutes with Lloyd.
It's like, oh, ready? I'm just thinking, okay, let me just take up a little bit of time here. And, okay, I took up a lot of time there. But anyway, welcome to the show tonight, Janice. I am so excited to have you. You know, I heard you on April Sims' show, I want to say maybe like a year ago or something.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't about that long ago, but I was like, you know, you were absolutely amazing. And then I thought, you know, when you reached out to me on Facebook, I'm like, how was I not ever connected with her prior to this? So
I'm very excited
that you reached out to me, and I'm excited that you did finally join the AMA site. I know that Teresa's very happy that you finally joined the AMA site.
Yeah, Teresa's a big supporter of all the stuff she does for us. So.
Yeah, she's an amazing supporter of the independent artists and helping, you know, you guys also get the word out and shine the light on you guys. And it's amazing for me to be able to team up with her and do this show and have somebody such as yourself on as a featured guest.
Thank you.
So you are so very welcome. You know, where should we start? I understand that you started, you know, creating, you know, as a child.
Right.
Writing music. And well, so why don't you talk a little bit about that?
I guess I've always had a song in my head. I just didn't really know that that was something that was a gift that I could do something with. So technically, I really have only been writing songs officially since about 2002. But
okay.
I was singing, and, you know, when I was 3 and 4, and my family sings. My grandmother was a pianist, and my grandmother would have me stand by the piano and ask what I wanted to sing, and she would play anything I sang. So that lit the little spark in me and got the flame going, I think. So it started there, and I just have always created songs in my head and didn't much later in life put them down as real songs and pursue this. So, you know, it's
so
never
too
late.
Do you also play an instrument?
I'm sorry?
Do you also play an instrument?
You know, I used to play piano when I was little, and then I stopped,
okay.
which was a big mistake.
Okay.
And my mother said I would regret it, and she was right.
And okay.
I tried to relearn it. I was really enjoying it, and then we adopted our son, and now I have no piano time. So I hope to get back into practicing it again, because I really would love to be able to play and sing, because right now I rely on all my musician friends to help me out. But
well,
just the voice
it
right
sounds
now.
Like you. Right, I understand. That's interesting, though, that, you know, you really didn't get into playing an instrument, but you really got into, you know, creating music
right.
by, you know, writing words and all of that. So were you like one of those little kids that walked around like kind of singing all the time, making up songs?
Yeah. I was one of those weird little kids. I'm still one of those weird little kids that walks around doing that.
Right.
But, yeah, I was definitely a strange child. There's no question about that. But I think most creative people are. I think we are a little different on the edge, you know, so that's a good thing,
interesting. Though. My granddaughter, you know, Kimora, she's 3 years old, and she wanders around kind of like coming up with little song-type things. I'm like, I wonder if she's going to be a little creative soul, too, as she gets older. So you just never know. She might follow in your footsteps. I don't know if she'll actually play an instrument, but, you know, she's kind of liking the drums, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
We'll have to. I know. I'm like, okay, don't ask Grandma to get you a drum set, huh? But so you started writing and really getting into it in 2002. So that really isn't all that long ago. So how did that kind of come about for you then?
I had decided that I just really had like a awakening. This is what I wanted to do after seeing a couple local bands play around here. And I just felt that great energy coming from live musicians. And I just started talking about it, and I met a coworker at my job, and he had a lot of instrumental tracks, and he gave me a couple of them, and I wrote words to one of them, and we recorded it.
Oh.
And then we formed a band, which was Intuition, and we had shows around here in the area in the Maryland, D.C., Baltimore area for a while. We were together about 5 years, and it was a lot of fun. It was seven of us, so we had different forms of the group. We had, like, the whole full seven-piece band, and we'd have, you know, like, three of us doing acoustic sets. And we did a lot of covers, but we also had several original songs. So that was my real first experience actually getting up with a band and playing. I mean, I always did creative things in school and drama and chorus and stuff like that, but as far as leading a band, that was for the first time I was ever the lead vocalist, so that was quite an experience, and it really, you know, taught me a lot, so.
Interesting. I bet it was an amazing experience. There are some great bands out here, and, you know, I from time to time have the privilege to go out and check them out, so I bet, you know, that would have been an amazing experience to come out and see you. And I'd love to sometime. I have to get out to the East Coast sometime and hit that Washington, D.C., Maryland area, you know, because there's some amazing talents out there that I just really want to experience in person and get to meet. So you never know. I might be able to get out there. But you know what, Janice, why don't we jump into one of your tracks, and I think I'll play Storm. And this is Storm by Janice B.
Way down. Maybe if we let the water flow.
right? That was Janice B. with her piece, Storm. So I see that there's some questions going up in the chat room around this particular piece, and you're telling them to ask your producer. Now, do you say your producer's name Morris, or how do you say it?
Maurice.
So it's actually Maurice? Okay.
Maurice. You got to say it correctly.
Maurice. Hey, shout out to Maurice. So I guess there's a story behind this, but he's not going to tell the story, huh?
No, he's the only one that knows. He's the only one I told what it was about. But I will tell you that Maurice has a really great way of making the song come to life when you're working with him.
Okay.
And this is a really great example because when you just kind of sing the hook of the song, there's nothing really – I mean, it's a nice hook, but – I just described to him like a picture. I said, just pretend like I'm this evil princess in a castle and it's raining and there's like creepy dolls around. And he just starts putting all these like sound effects in there. I'm like, yes, yes. We're like mad scientists when we work together. So that song's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great story. I've never heard anything like that, but that's a great story. I know that you talk about, you know, how important creativity you know, is to you, and that's just, you know, part of who you really are. What a great story. I love that.
Every song I do, I have, like, a video idea in my head, so I always try to, like, get that out because that kind of gives you the feeling of the way I want the song to sound as well. So, and he's very, very good at picking that up musically and knowing what to do to make it come to life.
Interesting. Well, it sounds like you have found an absolutely amazing producer to work with.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And he's very talented but very humble. So he gives you complete freedom creatively, and that's really important, especially for independent artists when you're trying to get songs out and you're working with producers that want to take over and want to put their flavor in the song and really not worry about what you want. And he definitely listens to what the artists want. So that's a great thing.
Okay. So now, have you gone through other producers prior to getting with Maurice?
I have not. The guy I worked with from my job produced the songs that we did together.
Okay.
But he was really back then, I didn't have a lot of creative control over the songs. I was pretty much writing lyrics to instrumental tracks. I wasn't really creating my own songs. So this is a whole different experience for me.
So how did you look up with, you know, connecting with Maurice then?
We actually bumped into each other on MySpace, believe it or not, and he had approached, I think, our band page. I had a band page on there, and I was putting together my own personal page at the advice of Brian O'Neill, who I'm sure you guys know as well, jazz artist.
Of course, yeah.
Maurice approached us about being a sound person, because he also does sound and engineering, and that's how we started talking, and I had hired him to engineer and some tracks for me so I could record some vocal ideas for some songs for Brian O'Neill. And I paid for my little 2 hours, and I had like 15 minutes left. So I asked him if I could record an idea down that I had for a song that I wanted a pianist to put some music to, but I didn't know anybody who could do it. So he was like, sure. So I went into the booth, and I'm recording this a cappella track. I had no idea he was playing the keyboard outside. He didn't have it hooked up. And when I came out, he said, sing it again. And I sang it, and he was playing exactly the way I heard it in my head. And I was like, oh, my God. So we started working together from that point. And that song is the one on the EP called A Part of You. That's the first song we wrote together.
Okay. That's
Is Teresa.
That's
Teresa's
amazing.
Laughing in my D.C. drawl. I told you I was country.
Oh, that's funny. Be nice, Therese. I want to let you know, though, Janice, I know that you were kind of talking about, you know, you and Therese harassing people, trying to get them to come into the chat room. There's quite a large number of people that are listening live. So thank you so much for coming out to the show. I also want you to know that Jace from Black Stacks, who is a hip-hop soul group out here in Seattle, gives a shout-out to you. He is also listening to the show. So there's many more people than what you can actually see.
We got an email from Antoinette Dixon, who we got to give her a shout out, because this girl, I'm gonna tell you right now, anything I have to promote, she promotes it more than I do.
Okay.
So I have to thank her for listening, and she's listening. She just can't come out into the chat room, and Angela always promotes me too, so got lots of good people around me.
I see that. That's amazing. That's wonderful. You know, and that's, you know, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's one of the things that's very important when it comes to being an independent artist, isn't it, is having the support of the fans, the people that really believe in what it is that you're creating.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So have you, what things have you experienced as an independent artist in trying to, you know, spread your wings and get out there and find the recognition and creating that fan base?
It's really difficult because you really feel like you're in a box a lot of times. You have your Facebook people, and Facebook is a huge network, but you still have to get it out there. You still have to get people to know you and hear the music. I mean, there's a lot of tools you can use, Reverb Nation. There's all kinds of different, you know, the All Media. There's so many different places you can post your music and advertise, but still it has to get out to the public. It has to get out of your area. It has to go, you know, hopefully nationwide and even overseas would be great, but it's a struggle. I see a lot of people out here in Baltimore. There's a lot of talent out here that are phenomenal vocalists and songwriters and poets that nobody even knows them, you know, and some of them have international hits and people here locally don't know who they are. And that's, I mean, it's crazy, you know. It's just the one thing I will say is that I think the public is getting tired of mainstream radio. And CD sales are down, and I think people are looking for something different. So if we can get it to them, they will pick it up. But it's just that block of getting it out there. So all of these, blog talk radio opportunities, things like this are really important because there's listeners all over the United States that don't really know about some of us here. So.
Well, the wonderful thing is it's not only around the United States. You know, many of our shows, you know, on Blog Talk or Internet Radio is going international. And so I've got quite a large base that listens from, you know, the UK and Germany and, even over in Thailand and South Africa. So it's amazing. I never thought that I would do, you know, a radio show, period. But I have to tell you now, I'm kind of addicted. And All Media Artists kind of helps me, you know, with my addiction because there's some amazing talents over there on that particular side, you know, such as yourself. So this is a great tool, you know, in helping.
Absolutely.
You know, but it also takes, you know, the people that believe in you, you know, just like the people that are listening right now, because I kind of honestly believe that they are your fans. Because of the numbers, you know, being so high, and because I know that you've been out there, you know, pushing the fact that you're on the show tonight, you know, but it takes the fans, you know, to help spread the word. And so, you know, if you love you some Janice B, help get the word out. You know, I know she's got a CD coming up, you know, that's going to be coming out, and I'll let her talk about that in a minute. But why don't I play, since you mentioned it, A Part of You?
Okay.
All righty.
Does she know you were mine from the start? Does she know there was a time you couldn't keep us apart? You made your choice, you set me free. Now I'm here holding on to what used to be. I can tell by your face you're surprised. Didn't think I'd still love you after all this time. But the flame in my heart still burning bright. And I think you should know what I'm feeling. destiny, and that the promises made, you once made to me, you turned away, and love passed us by, and I'm still trying to understand the reason why. Can't believe she could ever replace all the dreams that we shared, all the memories we made. Still, she's the one you're holding at night. Deep in my heart, just isn't right.
Love you too. That was Janice B with her piece, A Part of You. I do want you to talk about that particular song, and I want you to talk about your up and coming CD. But I need to share something with you. And, you know, and I'm pretty pretty opinionated, Janice. If you really don't know me yet, but you know, I always kind of speak my mind and stuff, and I'm not necessarily like the most graceful person. But I have to tell you that. Your music speaks volumes, and I always talk about the fact on any of my shows, not only the All Media Artists, but music and art is very, very powerful. And this is one of the things that I talk about with Jace from Black Stacks a lot. Like, they have an album out that's called Talking Buildings, and there are times when I'm sitting at home and I could put in Talking Buildings, and it makes me feel as if I'm not alone.
Right.
And that, you know, I have friends around. I have to tell you that your music is like that for me. It is music that can be embraced. It is music that makes you feel like there is a friend there with you. And you can just sit back and it almost like gives you permission to feel your emotions.
Wow, thank you. That's a wonderful thing to know.
But
it's funny because
but
you say that. It's funny you say that because I'm the same way you are. I always speak my mind, and sometimes it gets me in trouble, but that's okay. At least I'm honest. When I wrote this song, I got a lot of mixed comments about it because I think people were really moved by it, and some were moved. Some people were emailing me. We originally posted on the MySpace pages that we had, Maurice and I, and just to see how what kind of response it would get. And I was getting emails from people that were literally like telling me their whole life story and how they met this man, and I mean just telling me their personal stories. Then I had people who were wanting to know who I was writing about and was it my ex-boyfriend and this kind of stuff. And I'm like, wow, it was really an eye-opening experience for me. But the one thing that it did teach me is that what you say really matters. And if you know how to put a message in a song that it causes that much friction or pleasure or joy or whatever with people, that you must be doing something right. So it was
exactly.
A great feeling to know that what I was writing was really causing that kind of a stir up, you know, even though it was a little scary sometimes. But I do try to do that, and actually, just so everyone will know, the song is not even about me. The song was written from something I saw somebody else going through, and I just put myself in that place. And I do that frequently. I don't always write literally from what I'm going through, but a lot of people take it that way. So that's fine. I'm a storyteller. That's what I do. So,
And I do think that you are a storyteller. I mean, it's very clear that in your music and in your delivery, just the whole presentation of a piece, it is something that many can just embrace, you know, and almost own it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Thank you. And so I know I've listened to your music over and over, you know, before, but sitting here with you tonight, hearing your story, actually hearing your voice, you know, in conversation, and then being able to play your pieces. This is very, very cool. This is wonderful. So I appreciate that, you know, and I cannot wait for your CD to come out. So why don't you talk about that?
Oh, my goodness. It's been such a long time coming. The one good thing about working with Maurice and with the label Stinky Face Music is that when I signed with him, I told him everything I was going to be dealing with. We were going through this international adoption. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I was going to have to take time off. And I knew there were going to be hurdles, and he was willing to work around that. And it just so happens that my EP, we put the 7-song EP out, Watch Me Fly, just to kind of test the market and see what everybody thought, September 2009, and we got my son. September 2009. So,
okay.
You know, I did a lot. I didn't do a lot of gigging and stuff. I did the best I could with it in 2010. But I've really been wanting to put this album out for quite some time. And I'll let you know, this is the first person I've told, so you have the exclusive. The title is going to be My Life. It's not going to be Watch Me Fly. Everybody thought I was going to keep the Watch Me Fly title because that was a popular song. But,
okay.
No, it's going to be called My Life. And the process for me doing the CD was really interesting and important because I started out working with Maurice as a songwriting team. I didn't go there to be a solo artist to have my own CD. That developed later. We just started writing songs, and these were songs that I had been writing for quite some time, and I had them, you know, backlogged in my journals and stuff. And as we started doing that, I said, well, you know what? I'm not getting any younger. Let me just do a CD with some of my songs so I'll have them so my grandkids can see them. That was my initial thing. And maybe I can go out and perform some around town or whatever. I really wasn't thinking about it. He's the one that asked me to sign as a solo artist with the label. And at that point, I started looking at the songs differently now because now I have to make them on a CD. It can't just be – it has to make sense. You know, I have songs I write for everything. I write things thinking maybe somebody else will sing them, or maybe it'll be a country song, or maybe, you know, I just write what comes to me. And now I needed to make this my CD, and I'm finally at that point this year, the past, you know, maybe 6 months, I'm beginning to see how cohesive it is. And the bad thing is it's not a bad thing, there are no filler tracks. Every track has to be there.
Okay.
I told Maurice, I'm like, can I have 15 tracks? He's like, well, we really should cut it. I'm like, I can't cut it. So wow. I think we're going to have about 15 tracks. Yeah. And I have some really amazing, talented folks helping me out on this CD. I have we have an artist here out of Baltimore based, but she's international, Amachandra, who's a phenomenal vocalist. She does world music and Brazilian music. She's doing background vocals on the title track, My Life. I have Missy Smith, who's an acoustic guitarist, Queener. Her name's Queener here in Baltimore. She did some guitar on my piece. I have Safi, who came in and redid one of my songs into almost like a Joni Mitchell style with her background vocals. I have Joel Mills. I have Buddy Jordan on bass. I'm just so blessed. I have all these people that are
wow.
working with me. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I even enlisted my friend Brenda from Trinidad, who has the most amazing voice. She's called in some of the blog talk shows, and she's a singer as well. She's going to be doing a little snippet between one of the songs that we have in her little Trini accent. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it. But it's coming together. We're still working on the last song, and we're bringing in a lot of live musicians right now to redo stuff and tighten it up and do all the ad-libs. But I'm hoping it's going to be out by the end of the summer, early fall.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
going to be called My Life. So we'll be definitely be
That's
advertising
fun.
It when it comes up.
So now, do you have an actual website, or where would you be advertising for your CD once it comes out? Where can people follow you along over at the All Media?
All Media is going to have the info. The best place to find out everything about me and the new stuff and get to sign up for the updates and the emails that come out to let you know about stuff is at the Stinky Face Music website. And that's
okay.
www.stinkyface, and Stinky Face is STINKIFACEMUSIC.com. And you can go there to the homepage. I have my own artist page at the top, and you can sign up for email updates and join the fan club and that kind of stuff. And we'll have the music right there where you can buy it from there as well. And I just posted
Wonderful.
It in the chat room.
So
just posted my
you...
page in the chat room. So.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
So how did the relationship with Stinky Face Music come about?
Just working with Maurice. That's his label.
Okay.
That's his baby.
Oh,
and
that's his label. Okay.
Yeah, he's the chief visionary officer.
Okay.
He's also an artist, so, you know, he's a songwriter as well, and he does a lot
okay.
of all, he does all kinds of music, but he asked me to sign with them when we started working together. So I was really
mm-hmm.
honored. There's a couple of us on there now. There's Femi Lawal. He's known as the Dryfish around here. He just had a CD release out called The Clown with No Circus, which is a phenomenal album. He's phenomenal. Spoken word, kind of hip-hop, rock mix. And then there's Petula Caesar, who does erotic spoken word and house music. And there's me, which we've dubbed Eclectic Soul. So we have a wide variety of people, kind of people
okay.
on the edge. We don't really fit
Wonderful.
Into the categories you hear, you know, on mainstream radio, but
okay.
I think we all are strong writers, and there's something there for everybody. So I'm excited
Definitely.
About it. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, you had brought up Watch Me Fly, and so
yeah.
why don't I go ahead and play that piece? So this is
wonderful.
Watch Me Fly by Janice B.
Wish I could let you into what I'm feeling, let you know what's going on inside, show you all the things I'm seeing. Thank you.
Watch Me Fly by Janice B., who is our featured guest this evening. So, Janice, as an independent artist and this creative soul, the storyteller, what is your short-term and your long-term goals as an artist?
I really want to keep doing what I'm doing. I want to keep writing songs that, you know, touch people, move them, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, just to, you know, if it strikes a nerve, maybe it needs to strike a nerve in you.
Sure.
But I want to keep doing that. I want to continue to work with other artists and improve what I do, because I think a lot of people, the problem with some of the people I worked with prior to working with Maurice was that they were very selfish about including other people in the writing process and the recording process. And I just think when you do that, you're really cutting yourself off from growing. You grow from all these other artists you're around. You learn things from people every day, you know. So it's wise to surround yourself with gifted people, because it only makes you shine more. So I want to continue to work with other artists. I would really like to eventually possibly do like an inspirational CD at some point in my life, and maybe a jazz standard one, like standards. So, but I'm just talking.
No.
Let me get this CD out first. But yeah, those
no,
are the kind of things I want to do. I really feel like, especially with Watch Me Fly, that song almost didn't get recorded because that was my song. I wrote that for me. I wrote that when I first started working on music, and there were some people who were just really negative. And one person said to me, and I've said this before, and I don't know if people have heard me say it before, but I think it's the funniest quote, and I just hang on to it all the time. They said about my music, you know, what are you doing? Who's going to buy this music? White people are not going to get it, and black folks will never accept you. I just have to laugh at that quote. That's the funniest quote I've ever heard in my life. And I was so angry. I came home and I wrote this song. I wrote Watch Me Fly because of that comment. And so many people have just told me, you know, like April Sims, we were talking about in the chat room. April said she plays it every single day. She plays that song every day. And, you know, as a songwriter, for somebody to tell you that, that they play your song every day, is amazing to me. That is just the greatest gift. I don't even know what to say about that. But that's the kind of thing I want to do. That's the kind of response I want to have. If I can make people feel good, if I can, you know, make their day with a song, that's just a wonderful thing. That's a blessing. So I want to keep doing that.
Well, I mean, just in that particular song, you know, it's motivation. You know,
right.
April and I, you know, in conversations that we've had in the past and this and that, you know, it's not easy doing what she does. It's not
right,
easy
exactly.
doing what I do. You know, and there are times when it's like, you know, we want to throw them in the towel, but it's like, you know what? I mean, we both heard those type of things too. Like, okay, well, are you even doing what you're doing?
Right. Exactly.
You know, but the bottom line is like, you know, in our own ways, you know, including yourself, you know, with April Sims and myself, we're all successful in our own ways. You know,
right.
It's like, hey, you know, just watch me fly. I'm doing my thing, you know. And you don't have to like it, you know, but somebody else does. So.
And that's another song that Maurice really made come to life, because I wasn't even sure I was going to do it. And we were kind of done in the studio that night, and he said, what else do you have? And I sang it, and he liked it. And I told him the feeling I wanted to have, because I wanted it to be mellow and kind of weird. And we do the weird thing really well. We do that creepy thing really well. But I want that Indian sitar in there. That's what I want. And he really did an amazing job on that. So he brought that song to life, definitely. I have to give him credit for that.
So do you anticipate actually doing any videos?
I would love to, but that takes a lot of money. It really takes a lot of money that I don't have. So anybody who'd like to sponsor me, my video would be wonderful. I have a lot of great ideas for videos.
I think a lot of the songs are very video-worthy.
Ideas.
I mean, when you talk about these visuals and you talk to Maurice about what it is that you're kind of wanting out of the sound, I mean, I'm visualizing, okay, there's got to be a video that's going to go with this song or that song.
We did actually have a video idea for that song. I had one for that song. I had one for A Part of You. I have one for I Remember. One for Storm.
All of them, huh?
They're just kind of, I guess, because the lyrics kind of lend to a story always, so.
Sure.
Yeah. But I hope to do that. It'd be so much fun.
If anybody wants to sponsor Janice and Maurice, you know, and Stink Face Music, you know, they really could, and they're deserving. They deserve, you know, some sponsorship to get, you know, this music done and create these videos that we can watch and allow that visual to take their story of music to the next level. So, yeah, let's mind you a sponsor on that. But
okay.
We've only got 9 minutes. You know, left, and unfortunately, you know, as we know, Lloyd Watson took up 8 minutes of that, you know. So let me play another track before our time is up, and I think I want to play Sweet Harmony.
Okay.
He can't even see me. Try to catch his eye. He don't know. Drop his head, touch his fingers to the key. You
All right. That was Sweet Harmony by Janice B. This has been an absolutely amazing experience to have you on the show tonight, Janice. You know, your story is a great story, and I think what I really appreciate about it is just kind of, you know, I'm not going to say raw because I might just, you know, say that it's just more abrupt, but I think it's just very passionate and very real in what you're sharing, and the appreciation that you have for the people that are on your team and making your world work as an independent artist just sounds like a very, very solid team, and especially, you know, that's led by, obviously, Maurice of Stinkface Music. So I think that you're very blessed, and I'm very excited. You know, I cannot wait for your new CD, My Life, to come out. You definitely have to get with Therese so that we can do an album release show for you. And
oh, that would be great. We need like 3 hours though.
Well, you know what? We might be able to do that. We could do that. But you know, we definitely want to help you promote that, you know, once that comes out, because I know that's just going to be something amazing. I definitely going to have to purchase a copy myself. And
thanks.
I'm just kind of feeling like today would have been a perfect day. It was been storming all day. It's kind of cool sitting in here watching the rain come down, you know, and Janice B would have been a great sound to have playing in the background as I went about my day.
Rain is a great inspiration for me. Rainy days are wonderful songwriting days. And
okay.
I agree with you.
Do you have a lot of rainy days out there?
Yeah, we do. Not as much as you guys do, but sometimes.
You know, I don't know why we're known for so much rain. I was telling somebody, I don't think we get as much rain as we're known for. And especially I think that things have kind of changed. The climate's kind of changed out here. So
That's
okay. We'll just always be known as the rainy city. So, you know, I just accept that. And today it definitely proved it. But
well, I really appreciate you having me on. I had a really great time.
No, this was fun. And having all your friends in the chat room going back and forth, talking smack. You know, what
we're
better
crazy
time can we have?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nona and Raven and Lamont and Therese and Sandrine and Angela. Who did I miss? Stephen and Antoinette. Did I get everybody? I think so.
And the guests and the people that
are
out there hiding in the wings that
people
didn't
sleeping.
Want to come into the chat room. And actually there have been people listening on the line, on the phone line tonight also. So
wonderful.
Yeah, so I too want to thank everybody that came out to listen to this show live. And, you know, especially, you know, come back and check out the archives. Let people know, you know, once the archives are available, if they miss the show, they really need to come back and check out Dynasty and hear their story.
And check me out on Facebook. I'm under Janice B. I'm under Janice Berkeley. Go to Stinky Face Music. Again, it's www.stinkyface, stinkyfacemusic.com. And get the updates, sign up, and you'll know what's going on with Janice B.
There you go. Definitely want to stay up on this young lady with this amazing, amazing voice. And,
thank
you know, her form of storytelling and just, you know, stepping into your world and making her story a part of your story. So, again, Janice, thank you so much for coming by tonight and taking time out of your schedule. And I know it's very late where you are and your little one's asleep and everything, and I'm sure you need to get some rest. But I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to you, but I'm going to close out the show with Without You.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hard as I try.